Skies all open wide, geese go high and over. Oh, now you're a beachcomber, fistful of samphire. See, lavender. See ya next year.
Hello and welcome to December 2021 podcast. We are recording this moments before 2022 begins. Well, you know, more than a day before 22 begins. And you never know, I might get it edited and out before 22 begins. But who knows? But it's our now what has become our sort of annual review of our favorite music from the year. As we all know, Chris is a bit of a music fan and always has some amazing recommendations of musicians that we both need to be listening to and need to be inviting to Deepdale. And so he's picked 9 albums and I have picked one that has just grabbed me completely this year. It's lovely to see Chris on Zoom. It is really lovely to be talking about music. And we hope wherever you are in the world that 2021 has not been too interesting for you. We've had a fascinating year, but we have both still got excited about music, which has been great. So, Chris, what are we going to be talking about? What's your recommendations for, you know, your favorite albums from 2021?
Well, we are going to be talking about a couple of late entries into the top 10. Wishing Tree by Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, who you and I went to see at Norwich Art Centre,
which was
not too long before Christmas. That was great. Really good new album from them, and great to see them. And great to see music live again in a slightly smallish venue before it all got a little bit scary again. And then we've got Midnight Chorus, which is very seasonal as a choice. And that is the beautiful Christmas album by Catherine Williams and Carol Ann Duffy.
It's a stunning box as well, but we'll come back to that.
Yeah, and it's got some fantastic stuff on. But then
you'll hear us sorting through things because we both believe still in buying physical music. So we're old school and we both have stacks of CDs on our desks. So apologies if you can hear that in the background while we talk about these. So
I'm not going to apologise for that because you don't hear anything with Spotify and you don't make anything as a musician.
That's very true.
With these CDs, you can hear them and you can actually make money from them as a musician, which is amazing. Anyway, back to choices. So then there's a lovely album by Quarterman, Carondelet, which is Rich Quarterman, who's the lead singer, lead guy with Man the Lifeboats, who we've had to play at Deepdale several times. And it was a massive hit when he played a little solo set at the festival. And it's a gorgeous album. And then local artists, Christina Alden and Alex Patterson with their brilliant album Hunter. And they were also at the festival with Noel Dashwood as well. And they have produced it's a really fantastic traditional folk, all self-penned, but traditional folk album. It really feels English and it feels great. And then a little bit further afield, one of my Mosley picks, which always come through, and that is an album called More Notes from the Field by Jacob and Drinkwater, who we saw, Sheila and I saw at Mosley this year. We loved seeing them. They were really special, absolutely gorgeous together. Really, really unique take on stuff. Lovely. And then the selection is a little bit of a cheat, really. It's a tribute album which came out this year to, I think, probably my most favorite songwriter and artist ever, who died 10 years ago, and his name is Jackie Leven. And The Wanderer came out this year, a tribute to him, double album. Some of his best songs are reinterpreted by artists including Tom Robinson and Henry Priestman, and it's a lovely album. Eliza Carthy's on there, and also the wonderful Catherine Williams again. But so that was really really great, and he's a fantastic introduction to his work, which is voluminous. He was prodigious in his output. But
hold your powder. Keep your powder dry so we can go into detail. Because otherwise, you know, we're preempting everything. You know, it's
well, you don't want to bang on too long about these things. You can just give a little taster for people to go out and find and discover them themselves. But anyway, on to the next one, and that is a gorgeous album by Martin Simpson called Home Recordings, which was put together during the lockdown period, coincidentally at home. But what an awesome performer Martin is, and it was an honor, but it was truly lovely to meet him and have him play at Deep Dale. He's such a lovely guy, and really brilliant album. On to The Eternal Rocks Beneath, which is the very, very highly rated album this year from Catherine Priddy, her debut full-length album, breakthrough album, I think, because it's been getting a huge amount of press everywhere, yeah, and that's gorgeous. And then finally, in my top sort of nine, because you've got one, is a band that I got a circuitous introduction to, but Hope and Social is the band, and Jigsaw is the album, and that is that's really one to get your teeth into. That's gorgeous. That's and then cool. Then a couple of honourable mentions that we'll come to,
and you know, I'd like to throw something into this so that I feel I'm not, you know, completely on the side of being educated and are educating. And I'm bringing in Inner Symphonies, which is an album that was introduced to me by Marianne Hobbs on BBC Six Music. It's stunning. And yeah, we'll come back to that.
Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, Wishing Tree. Yeah, really great new album. Absolutely fantastic seeing them at the Art Centre. So I met Sam at the festival. He came along to the Deep Dale Festival.
He was one of the guests, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was great to meet Sam. He's an East Anglian lad, and really good. And really special, I think, to get back. Yeah, we were a little, tiny bit nervous about going.
It was one of our first.
It was really
gigs back,
special to see the gig, and he presented a lot of the songs off the new album, and they are, they've got their own power. I think partly because they've come out of this period of feeling of a dampening down of creativity, and it felt like a sort of a loosening and a re-emergence of that. I always love seeing big folk bands and put their sound together, and this gig showcasing this album, which was just wonderful. There's just some wonderful stuff on there. So hopefully we'll get to see Sam somewhere near Deep Dale sometime soon. really great stuff, and contemporary, but with a perspective on tradition and the past. I think it was really great.
What was the second one on your list?
Catherine Williams and Carol Ann Duffy, the poet, who's written the lyrics, and Catherine Williams has put them to music, and they are just a beautiful collection of Christmas songs.
Midnight and Chorus. a stunning CD box, has to be said. It's like it's like a hardback book. It's just beautiful. It's just a thing of glory. It's
it is. It's both. Yeah. Catherine Williams is multi-talented, and so the illustrations are hers. She's released her debut novel this year as well, The Ormorin Tide, which Sheila is tucking into now as she got it for Christmas. But yeah, the Midnight Chorus is lovely. It's a whole set of new Christmas songs, not covers of Slade and Wizard and stuff. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. It's poignant. It's hopeful. It's sorrowful in places. It's just gorgeous. And is going to take its place in the library of Christmas albums to come out the appropriate time of year.
It is a stunning piece of work, and where if anybody produces a CD box like this, then they deserve all the praise in the world, because it's just such a pleasing thing to when I opened the box and it was like, oh wow, this is so cool. And it's like got a nice little slot at the back for the CD, and then it's got these beautiful pictures and stuff, and it's, as you say, that she's done the illustrations, and it's just it's just stunning. Really beautiful piece of work.
The last two times I've seen Catherine Williams play, you were at the Kitchen Garden Cafe Birmingham, and at Moseley Folk she played on the Folk on the Slope stage, the sort of extra little stage they put in over the last couple of years over there, and in the Kitchen Garden Cafe, and both places, fairly small venues effectively, but just captivates the audience. Her stuff is incredible, so strong. She's so talented, and is a national, absolute national treasure.
I could hear my mother calling from the house of cooking smells and light, in the garden where the snow all day had fallen, where I waited for that Christmas night. And the wheelbarrow looked like a manger, and the bushes looked like kneeling kings. My arms outstretched were wings as I let go, and I fell and made an angel in the snow. Snow angel, the snow angel, snow angel, snow.
Snow Angel by Catherine Williams and Carol Ann Duffy. What's next on the list?
A cheeky little album by Rich Quarterman, as Quarterman, which is Carondelet is the album title, and came out earlier this year. He played a set at Deepdale Festival of his solo stuff. If you've heard him with his band, Man the Lifeboats, rumbustious, stompy East North London folk, and this is the softer side, the stuff that doesn't quite fit with the Man the Lifeboat's overall sound, but still has his distinctive lyrical take on life. And if you've ever lived or worked, as I have done in past lives, in London, in that part of London, and got to know it, and my family are from East London, and you end up being transported back there in a sort of modern setting. It is, I love it. I love his stuff.
Yeah, Rich is he's good company, and he's does some great music. And their set as Man on the Lifeboat's opening Deep Dale Festival last year was absolutely stonking. It was a real settler for you and I, where we sort of suddenly realised that this was not a bad idea after all, and we were actually actually going to possibly enjoy the weekend, which was great. And the customers loved it as well, so it was brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant to do. Yeah, it was. We did, you know, we threw everything at it to have a weekend of weekends, and it turned out to be brilliant. I think, you know, from my perspective as organizer, it and music booker, it while we had our challenges because of COVID and everything going on in terms of people having to not play because of various issues, it was amazing. It was amazing what people delivered, and it was amazing the audience that came along and enjoyed it. And we had amazing weather. It was completely wonderful experience. Certainly on the surface, below the surface, there was a little bit of scrabbling of feet and swimming hard beneath the surface, but it got there. So yeah. it was very, very good to do.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
Way down south in the fields of Avalon, I fell for a traveling girl. We had one long glorious Indian summer, and then came the end of the world. She left in a violent temper. There was thunder and lightning all night, and I can still hear every step on the stairs and the click of the light. Bonnie, let's have an adventure. Let's run to the hills for a while. I'll bring the money and you can bring the style. Oh, Bonnie, it's just you and me now. Maybe that's how it should be. Love only works if you can set each other free.
Bonnie by Quarterman.
Fourth is Alden and Patterson, Christina Alden and Alex Patterson, and their CD Hunter, which is all self-penned songs. It's Christina singing, playing guitar, Alex singing and playing violin, and they are two of Norwich's most talented musicians heading out onto the national stage. They, you know, they tour as much as they can, they produce as much music as they can, and this is a proper folk album of folk songs, but written now. And they're just beautiful, absolutely beautiful album the two of them have produced. I've known Alex for longer than Christina, when I booked Murphy's Law. Alex plays with when I was over at Clipsby, and got to know him through that avenue, and then out through his music with Christina. Just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, hugely talented, and they work so well together.
Yeah,
you just
beautiful,
you
know, harmonies.
You need to have you know, their album. I'm sure they'll be coming back to Deepdale soon as well. So yeah, watch this space for that. But cool. Definitely, one for the folk people.
Between the moon and these wild words. gently overgrown by old waterways. And these two grey pines, two friends go hunting side by side. I'm a hunter now, I'm a hunter now. I'm a hunter now, I'm a hunter now.
Hunter by Christina Alden and Alex Patterson. So next up on your list?
Yeah, is Jacob and Drinkwater's just gorgeous, gorgeous album, More Notes from the Field. We stumbled on Lucas Drinkwater. He was guesting at Moseley on Emily Barker's set. And his playing was and his vocal harmonies, his manner with the audience, just lovely. And so we made a point of grabbing their set on the main stage with his partner, Tobias Ben-Jacob. And together, because it's Jacob songs, and Drinkwater provides the backing, the arrangements, and plays a huge number of the instruments on the album. They're just, it's just lovely. It's so cool. It's so relaxing. It's so fresh as an album. It was a real surprise love at Moseley Folk, and I would love to put them for Deep Dub. If we get a chance, I will definitely bring them to Deep Dub, because they would go down a storm.
Now, did you have the guts to talk to them at Moseley, or am I going to have to do a public shout out?
I'm not sure I got to talk to them at Moseley. So, but I'll. Yeah, we'll make contact in the usual way.
And I think you should share with people the tipple that you're enjoying while we're recording.
This is it's a London Porter. Who brews it? Shepherd Neame as a London Porter.
There you go. You know, if we shout out to all these people, you know, it's
I've had my St Austell Brewery Christmas Advent beer calendar this year, and unfortunately, I didn't quite make it through all the beers prior to Christmas for one reason or another. So, yeah, I'm still working my way through all of those. So if St Austell Brewery want the shout out, and are happy to supply one next year, further shout outs, that's fine. No, I'm very, very
happy. Yeah, you bought me one of those in the previous years, and that was thoroughly enjoyable, exploring their 24 different beers. It was great.
Yeah, my semi-Cornish roots coming out there. I've loved their beers for a long time.
Tripping down the line, trying my very best to shine, but I'll trade all of this illusory kingdom for your kiss. A credit to our class, we'd sit beneath the underpass, just drinking in the age. Amateurs upon life's stage, with dreams that burn so bright and disappear like smoke rings in the night.
Higher Than the Moon by Jacob and Drinkwater.
Jackie Leaven. And if you don't know Jackie Leaven, you are the poorer for it. You should seek out his music. There is a lot of it, but he has produced some of the best songs written by a solo male performer, I think, that we've ever seen in this country. And he's so little known, died 10 years ago, and had an incredible life before producing his solo albums. He was the sort of lead guitarist and singer with a band called Doll by Doll, who were sort of coming out of the punk era, but highly musical with it, but very aggressive. And then he had some tough, really tough times, and then effectively reinvented himself, relearned how to sing, and wrote these. They sound as though, when you first hear them, they sound as though they're covers. You think you've known them for the whole of your life, and yet you've only just heard them. I remember hearing the first song of his on a cooking vinyl sampler back in very, very early 90s, I'd heard. And it just blew me away. And I've got all of his stuff that he's ever produced on CD, obviously, because we don't do Spotify, do we? We do CDs. And it's just, I love him. I go through periods when I just play Jackie Leaven, and he wrote from a very male perspective, universal truths about the male experience, I think. But I love his stuff. And this album it came out because of his death 10 years ago, effectively, and it's a tribute to him. And it's got Ralph McTell on it, it's got Eliza Carthy, it's got Boo Hewardine, it's got Catherine Williams, it's got a little bit of Ian Rankin on there, because he did a collaboration with Ian Rankin one time in his life. You know, there's Tom Robinson, Henry Priestman. It's a brilliant introduction. It doesn't, weirdly, with all those fantastic artists, and they've done a fantastic job, doesn't quite get close to the full Jackie experience. His live CDs and his live shows were almost indescribable, I think is the way to put it. He had the most incredible way of telling anecdotes, and you can't really say very much about them. You have to listen to them, because it's just, he was a force, absolute force of nature.
And it is a beautiful CD. It's a double album, you know, so CD 1, CD 2, and an awful lot of music on I think there's 22 tracks on there. And it's, I love the sort of impressionist picture of Jackie Leaven on the front, it's beautiful. And I for one had never heard of Jackie Leaven, but when I bought the album, it was lovely. And his wife came back and said, be very happy for us to put on a sample. And it was, that was really nice as well. So, just really, really lovely, and a really good introduction. And hopefully people will go on to discover more of his work, having kind of had this introduction. So.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so. I love to spread the news about and the word of Jackie Leaven. I do love, and I can talk about Jackie Leaven all night, as Sheila has found on some occasions.
Sheila.
Most wonderful human being. I loved him, and I loved his music.
Fantastic. Well, what a tribute. What a tribute.
Everybody's got this color in their life, it's
it's called Universal Blue. Universal Blue. What can I do? So in love with you that I got Universal Blue.
Universal Blue, performed by Deborah Greenwood. What's next on your list?
Martin Simpson, the lovely, wonderful Martin Simpson, and his album, the most recent studio album, Home Recordings, which is gorgeous, absolutely wonderful. I think if anyone who was at our festival, Deep Dale Festival this year, will appreciate just how incredibly talented he is. What a wonderful songwriter, but also what a wonderful, wonderful guitarist and interpreter of song, traditional song on the guitar he is. He's just fantastic and such a lovely, lovely man, such a lovely guy.
And it was an absolute pleasure to meet him, I have to say, and an absolute pleasure to listen to him to play as well. You know, it was just fantastic, really.
It was captivating, wasn't it? I think the thing for me about his set was that it was over before it had begun, almost, because you were so in the moment, you couldn't take your eyes or your ears off of listening to him. And it was gone in a flash for me. It was like, I want more. He's wonderful.
And a shout out to the White Horse in Brancaster. Thank you very much for feeding Martin lunch when he had a fairly fun journey up to Deep Dale, was then planning his trip home afterwards, and the White Horse looked after him very well. So that's really kind of them. Thank you very much. And it was pleasure to have someone so so horribly talented. And as I've said many times on this podcast, it just makes me more and more depressed that I have no musical bones in my body when I see people like that playing guitar. And I think it was John Clifton who took photos at the festival, who he posted probably about 100 photos of Martin Simpson, and he could not have been more excited to have been recording that gig on film. So he really did love that set. It was brilliant, really good,
absolutely fantastic. Catherine Priddy is up next with The Eternal Rocks Beneath.
The lovely Catherine.
And, we were so pleased to be able to host Catherine at our festival. What sort of artists do we have this year? We've just had an incredible number of the most talented people in acoustic and folk music, I think, at our festival. If we get to do it again, are we going to get a lineup that good again? I hesitate to do myself.
Yeah, but you've said this before.
In 2019,
you were like, oh my God, what an amazing lineup. And it was an absolutely incredible lineup. And then you managed to smash it again in 2021.
Wow.
So, I think the thing is that artists come about, like Catherine. It was really interesting because I heard her on Six Music, message you and said, we've got to have this amazing lady. And you went, I'm already on it. And you'd already heard her through your much closer to the ground listening. And so you'd already been talking to her. And then she was one of the loveliest people we've had play at Deep Dale when we were chatting to her. And she was just so pleased to be there. And then we saw her performing with Sam at the Arts Centre later in the year. I love having these artists because they're so, there's no sense of kind of like we're better than anybody else, the kind of thing. They just produce this beautiful music, and Catherine's album is absolutely stunning. But also, they're just, you know, they're just so pleased to be presented with a crowd who love listening to them perform. And, you know, yeah. and her performing on the Orchard stage was you know, definitely one of the highlights of the festival for me. It was wonderful.
Yeah, oh, it was absolutely. You know, I've got my signed copy of the original Wolf EP, which came out in 2018. So I knew we wanted to have Catherine at Deep Dark Festival from 2018 when we saw her at Moseley on the she on the Lunar stage. Yeah, I think she's on the Lunar stage. There and then, you know, this year she was on the main stage and absolutely taking the whole blooming field by storm with this album, and yeah, just absolutely fantastic. And the songs on it have a strength and a will that carries them forward, you know, that, that is sort of far beyond the sort of, yeah, the individual power, but the individual sort of set up of each song. The album as a whole is just fantastic when you put it together. It's, yeah, you know, the songs on there, Ring of Roses and Wolf were on the original EP, but, you know, Eurydice, that is gorgeous. Isle of Egg, Summer Has Flown, you know, is sort of the, Summer Has Flown is the last song on the album, is the anthem for the end of the festival season and the year that we've had, and it's just great. Really
I love that both her and Sam made, you know, sort of Greek mythology references for their introducing, yeah, some of their songs,
yeah,
and then her story about how the Isle of Egg song came about, you know, the sort of random trip, mm-hmm, to the Isle of Egg and sort of arrived there during some sort of celebration that I'm not sure she fully understands yet, but thoroughly enjoyed. So, yeah, no, it was great. It was fantastic. Had
echoes for me of when I first saw Kate Rusby on the Isle of Arran, and we had no idea she was playing. I was on the first of my little cycle tours with Paul, one of my old school friends, and we ended up on Arran for a night, a single night, and the Arran Folk Festival was on, and we got the bus, which was a very surreal experience down there, and ended up becoming blood brothers with a very drunk Scott who was there at the festival, and then listening to Kate Rusby, and it was amazing, just truly amazing. It felt very similar to Catherine's experience on Egg. Yeah, so yeah, that Eternal Rocks Beneath is, I think, certainly it's got a huge, you know, a huge amount of airplay, a huge amount of positive comment. You know, Catherine's, yeah, been out touring with Richard Thompson. She's been touring her own headline shows towards the end of the year. You know, she's definitely broken through from very talented newcomer to mainstay of the UK folk scene, I think, this year, and that album is why.
Yeah, stunning it is too. Yeah. And you know, a shout out to the Isle of Arran. Both of us have had the most wonderful experiences in that beautiful part of the world. Of course, naturally, we want everybody to come to the North Norfolk coast, but, you know, if you're looking for a beautiful place to experience, the Isle of Arran is absolutely stunning and well worth a visit. The very fact that the castle that I was staying opposite is on the front of a Tintin book, Blackbeard's treasure, you know, what more reasons can you go to go? But then when you go and experience a whole bunch of druids wandering through stone circles in the middle of the night, then, you know, also fantastic. So, you know, an amazing place and really worth going to. So, yeah.
The summer. Under darkening sky. amidst the smoke, oh, it still remains on clothes, on skin, and down darkening lanes. And
The Summer Has Flown by Catherine Priddy.
I think the last of my nine main selections is a band that I was introduced to by another of my old school friends who we're still all together, our band of six, and after a very long time now. But we go every year, although I didn't go this year because of concerns over COVID, to see a prog rock band called IQ, and we go and see their Christmas gig every year down in London. And this is a convoluted story, but one of their road crew had recommended this band to Dave, my friend, and he passed it on to me, and so I got their new album, and it is there's nothing like it I've heard this year, and it's amazing. It's Hope and Social and Jigsaw. And they're from Yorkshire, and they're just brilliant. I love this album, absolutely love it. You know, it is it ranges across genres. It's into, you know, there's vibes of, there's all sorts of vibes. I never like to say really too much about, you know, influences from other artists, because I think artists have their, you know, they create their own identity, and this band definitely have their very own identity. You know, you can hear echoes of influences from the past, and there's a couple of definite sort of quotations and references, but boy, is it a wide-ranging, incredibly well thought out, incredibly put together collection of songs. Some upbeat, some more reflective, some absolutely cracking riffs, and some really great lyrics. And you know, I love Line in the Sand at the end of the album. I love the lyric on that. It's such a comment on where we are now. You know, but yeah, really brilliant. St. Stephen's is one of my favourite songs of the year. I love it. It's such the whole album is great, and it's little bits of pieces of jigsaws, little pieces that don't quite fit, and then you realize how they fit. It, you need to listen to it about 4, 5, 6 times, and then you start to get how it works, and it's just lovely. Absolutely cracking album. And if I had to choose one this year, I might have chosen Catherine Priddy, but Catherine knows how much I love her music. Hope and Social don't yet, and I'd probably choose that one. That's my pick
of the year. Yeah. Excellent. That's cool. We're supposed to reveal that at the end of this. You know, you're supposed to.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah. You've
revealed it now.
Yes.
Too early. Gone too early, as usual.
Give me a fire so I can burn. Give me some prayers that I can learn. Give me some rules that I can know. Give me a hand that I can hold. Meet me in the corner of the Church of St. Stephen. Light a candle and show me the world you believe. Light a candle on the world you believe in. It's been coming on, it's been coming on. Church of St.
and Stevens by Hope and Social. I'm going to add my penny's worth. It's a stunning album, as I say, that I heard through Six Music and the wonderful Marianne Hobbs, it amazes me just how wide and varied that lady's music interests are. It's an album called Inner Symphonies, which kind of says what it is in the fact that it is quite, you know, it's very classical. And I'm not sure I would have necessarily, I know I wouldn't have known about this if I hadn't heard her play a piece on her show, because it's not something that I would have picked up on otherwise. But it's just hauntingly beautiful, you know, and I'm sure that gets used way too often. But the thing I love about listening to Six Music is the fact that they're not afraid to kind of mix it up. And I think Inner Symphonies is and we've talked about this previously when we've talked about some of the artists that we love, is that can smashing together of different genres, you know, it's there's very definitely sort of modern vibes in here, but also these beautiful classic pieces, and they sort of come together to create this stunningly beautiful piece of work. And I know I'm gonna mess up the pronunciation of these guys' names, but Hania Rani and Dobrowa Kochina, something like that, and I huge apologies to both of them if I've just mangled their names. But it's the album itself is kind of got a picture of two people wrapped in a towel on the beach, and it absolutely could be, you know, Holcomb or Brancaster. It absolutely isn't, but you know, the whole thing, and it just sort of, I don't know, it's just another one of those pieces of music that makes kind of connects with what we do at Deepdale about hygge and about, you know, sort of just finding what makes you happy, and that sense of wildness and space and big skies and stuff. And it's, I don't know, the whole piece, and I think you've got to sort of listen to it almost like you were listening to it sitting on one of the beaches at along the North Norfolk coast, and then I think it will just transport you there in a way that you'll get it if you listen to it. Let's put it that way. And it was quite nice because I put a tweet on saying to Marianne Hobbs, thank you so much for introducing me to this album. It's stunning. And, you know, she liked it. And then a few other friends kind of commented, oh my God, we haven't heard this before. They've listened to the music now and they've really liked it. And I just think that's the sort of thing, like all of these albums that you selected, you know, I wouldn't have heard of the Jackie Levin one. I wouldn't have heard of Hope and Social. Well, quite a few of these albums. And so I think I remember at school, there was always this thing about, like, you had, you know, music was, oh, I discovered it, so nobody else can listen to it. Whereas the thing I love about discussing music with you and with lots of other friends is the fact that it's like, oh my God, if you've heard that, you've got to listen to this. And, you know, you really enjoy this. And, oh, I've heard this complete left field album. That thing. And I think Inner Symphonies is one of those albums that just, you know, it's got to be listened to and experienced. And, you know, you want to listen to it in where you're not doing a million other things. You've got to have it there as something you can sort of actually listen to and hear. And yeah, definitely recommend it. And so, you know, that is my recommendation of the year. There's so much other music sitting on my desk, you know, like Arlo Parks's album and stuff like that. But Inner Symphonies, I think, is the one that sort of has been the surprise for me in terms of stuff that I would never have found except by accident. And I'm really glad I did. And I think you've got some. I think you've got some extra special mentions, haven't you?
I have. I think it's worth talking about the lovely EP from Ben and Kirsty, Ben Walker and Kirsty Merrin, which was launched this year, and they came and played that and other songs to us at Deepdale for the festival, Life and the Land, and it's a lovely EP. and its connections to, you know, to the land and to farming resonated with, you know, with Deepdale and the farm. And it just, you know, the festival was the end of September. It was just, it was perfect. You know, they're also such hugely talented players. You know, Ben Walker is incredible guitarist. Kirsty, I've got her a lockdown album that was produced. It's just wonderful. Just wonderful. So, you know, an honourable mention for that. That was a lovely bit of the year. My last honourable mention, I think, for this year is an album that is not from this year, but essentially because I played on one of the tracks live from our headliners on Saturday night. And so I think they deserve an honourable mention because of that. Bleeding Hearts, who turned up. No, they didn't turn up without the drummer. They phoned me and told me they were coming without a drummer because he wasn't very well. And would that be okay? And so, yeah.
And there was a moment of panic.
We'll sort something out.
We can safely say there was a moment of...
We've got a great acoustic set to do. And you, sometimes you think, oh, have you? Okay, does that really work? And they came and they were such incredibly nice guys.
They were. They were really,
incredibly
really
nice guys. And then one of our crew happened to push...
Mark.
Yeah, who happened to push to them that, oh, yeah, Chris plays the drums. And... So we ended up playing a little bit of drums with them, and I hadn't played the drums for 2 years, and, you know, it's vastly overstating my talents as a drummer, but they were so kind and so wonderful, and I absolutely loved playing drums. So their album Folk and Glory, which came out a little while now, but I've played it since, and it, you know what, it stands up because it talks about issues that we are still dealing with today. It could well be that it's about 10 years old, and I don't know how long we've had this current government. Oh, hold on a minute.
Yes,
it's about exactly that long. But it talks about other issues, social media. It talks about, but yeah, and the song Folk and Glory was thrust on me while I was on stage, and I actually loved playing it, and I love playing with them. And so my final honourable mention is Bleeding Hearts, Folk and Glory. Seek it out and seek them out because they're a really great band and a great group of guys.
That's cool.
That sums up my music for the year, because we wondered if we would get there. We did get there. We brought an incredible collection of artists together. They were all, without exception, the most wonderful group of people I've ever put music on with.
All of them.
Beyond their talent, they were just the most wonderful group of people, and I so enjoyed meeting them, the ones I hadn't met before, and spending a bit of time with them and listening to their music and helping others listen to it. I think that was just, that sums up the year for me. That was great.
That's fantastic.
Let's have a celebration. We're living in a nation full of chaps. Friday night is mayhem, Saturday night is murder. He never meant to hurt her, but he was pissed. Screaming at the policeman, don't arrest, just leave him. I would like your semen later on. Climbing in the Corsair, on neon lights and fat ties. Kind of urban satire to what we've become. Protest ignored, fascist on the TV, elected by deficiency, mental incapacity of a capital economy. A million migrant workers and our terrorist murderers here because of programmed by another Western lie. These days of passive masses, and we need some insurrection. History's a lesson of what our fathers died for. Whoa! indignation. I'm the only one who's working out what the fuck is going on. You English, drink your cups of tea to the brim of English liberty. Watch, you're only here on holiday till the revolution.
Folk and Glory by Bleeding Hearts. Top albums of 2021 with some honourable mentions were Sam Kelly, The Wishing Tree, Catherine Williams and Carol Ann Duffy, Midnight Chorus, stunning, Quarterman, Karen DeLay, Hunter, Christina Alden and Alex Patterson, More Notes from the Field by Jacob and Drinkwater, The Wanderer, a tribute to Jackie Levin by various artists, Home Recordings by Martin Simpson, The Eternal Rocks Beneath by Catherine Priddy, Jigsaw by Hope and Social, Inner Symphonies by, and I'm going to mess up these names again, and a huge apologies to you guys, Hanya Rani and Dubrava Kosha. Does that sound right? Not sure. I apologize again. And then the honourable mentions were Life and the Land by Ben Walker and Kirsty Merrin, and Folk and Glory by Bleeding Hearts, which sadly didn't feature Chris in the actual recording of the album.
But, you know,
if they do a live version, it'd be sure. So.
but great fun doing it.
That's great. Well, thank you, man. That is that's a wonderful, wonderful selection of music. And I really hope that people will spend their early new year kind of buying a lot of that music and listening to some absolutely wonderful stuff, because I think it's it is a fabulous collection of music, and people should really, really take the time to go and explore those artists. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, man. Thank you for joining. We finally managed to hook up to do our December podcast.
Yeah,
it's been an interesting month, as so many months in this year have been. It's been wonderful to welcome so many fabulous customers to Deepdale over the last 12 months. Thank you to everybody who supported us, who stuck with us trying to interpret sometimes slightly vague and rather late rules. But, you know, it has been really wonderful to see so many of you this year and have so many of you staying right now, in fact, despite the somewhat dodgy weather. We really, really look forward to seeing many of you in 2022. Chris and the team are really looking forward to seeing you all, and stay well. We hope that whatever 2022 brings, that you are able to enjoy the vast majority of it and look forward to more live music, wherever that may be, and more great music generally, but also just living life the way that we all would like to live life. So keep well, have a brilliant new year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2022.
Yeah, absolutely.
Skies all open wide, geese go high and over. Oh, now you're a beachcomber, fistful of sand, far sea lavender. See, yeah.